Welcome to a post-election edition of Issues of the Environment. There were two countywide ballot issues decided in yesterday's elections, and both touch on the environment in a number of ways. I'm David Fair, and voters yesterday approved both of those measures, and our guest today was among those voting to put the measures on the ballot. Andy LaBar is Washtenaw County Commissioner, and thank you for the time today.
Sure, David. Welcome.
The first measure I want to discuss is the transit millage renewal. It's a half-mil road and non-motorized transportation tax to be levied for a period of 4 years. Voters gave the thumbs up with about 77% approving. When it comes to fixing and maintaining county roads, how far is this going to take us?
Well, the short answer is not as far as obviously everybody wants. This was a renewal of a pretty successful four-year millage that we first passed in 2016, and it funded a number of projects throughout the county and within the city of Ann Arbor. There was a great deal of coordination between the county and the city, both roads and non-motorized paths. But, you know, for your listeners, this is another issue where the state has routinely underfunded roads, both in formula funding and certainly in any new legislation to respond to that. So it will make some tangible progress. It will put some very needed projects in place. But overall, in terms of our road conditions, it's not a drop in the bucket, but it's certainly not going to flood it over the top.
And you kind of answered the next question. You know, Governor Whitmer did win the election in 2018 in part because of her Fix the Damn Roads campaign. So as you look throughout the county, how do you assess the shape of roads in Washtenaw County?
You know, for the sort of broken system that we have in the state of Michigan, and I do applaud the governor for continuing to try on this, Washtenaw County roads are actually comparatively in good shape, but I stress the word comparatively because, you know, even the best in Michigan right now, when it's judged against, you know, national standards or peer states, it's not good at all. And so, you know, we are fortunate to have the Road Commission and the staff there that we do. They are wise and good stewards of public dollars, but they are limited in terms of what they can do for a number of reasons, primarily because the state formula funding just isn't sufficient to keep up with needs.
Well, as you've pointed out quite well, funding for roads was at a premium, and it was at a premium before coronavirus took hold. Budgets at every level of government are now at even more of a premium. Even with the passage of this renewal, is it possibly we could actually fall further behind on repair and maintenance in the next 4 years?
Sadly, yes. You know, keep in mind there are state roads, roads under county jurisdiction, and then roads under municipal jurisdiction. So all of these have different funding streams at times. And, you know, the other thing, David, is you know, as you're aware, with more hot and cold cycles in the months between seasons or, you know, adjoining seasons, your roads contract and expand at larger rates. You have additional issues to worry about in terms of flooding and water and so forth. There's just no let up, and so that's the real problem. And until there's a holistic fix from the state, in many ways you're sort of forced into repair and maintenance rather than sort of true reconstruction and long term infrastructure stability.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Commissioner Andy LaBar on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. The second countywide ballot measure that was approved by voters yesterday is aimed at helping fund the Washtenaw County Soil Conservation District over the next 6 years. Now, this is a smaller tax levy than the first ballot initiative, but it does allow for investment in some residential and educational environmental programs. There's going to be tree planting, protecting clean water. It will foster more protections for native ecosystems and habitat. Can you kind of give me a picture of how you see this best serving the community?
Oh, sure. In all honesty, this is the smallest millage ask that I can remember recently.
Yeah, 0.02, right.
Yes, but it's a really, you know, unique and interesting program that, you know, since basically the late 40s, it's helped plant something like 7 million trees. It is designed to ensure that we have access to trees and soil generally. And this grant, or excuse me, this millage that we just passed is going to basically provide long-term funding stability for the conservation district. It's a bare bones program, but it does some really good stuff. You talked about the impact to clean water. It helps our community capacity in terms of the workshops that it's going to put in place. And, you know, the biggest thing is the protection it provides to our native ecosystems and, you know, to the habitat generally, including responses to invasive species, which, you know, murder hornets aside, you know, we're paying more attention to. So it's vital and necessary work, and I'm excited to pass both these measures, pass basically 3-1.
Right.
So I think that speaks to citizens' support.
Now, you mentioned the workshops, so that's on the educational part of this. It will allow some support and assistance to agricultural producers in Washtenaw County, even some backyard hobbyists. What do you imagine that looking like?
You know, I, to be totally honest, David, I'm excited to see. I think those would be, you know, relatively small group workshops. But that said, with COVID, we're going to have to adapt on that. The folks who both run or are involved in the conservation district do this because of a passion they have for the work. And I think for the average person, you know, you may not just naturally think, you know, what is my backyard doing for, you know, the local ecosystem, for soil quality and so forth. And I think these workshops are going to help the average resident sort of understand the role they play in the larger whole. I'm looking forward to what programming they bring, and they've done so much on such a bare bones budget that with this infusion, it's going to be exciting to see what they bring to us.
Once again, this is WEMU and our Issues of the Environment conversation with Washtenaw County Commissioner Andy LaBar continues. Now, you put those two voter-approved ballot measures together, and again, rather small in the grand scheme of things, but I do imagine it can help move the county more towards some of the grander goals. We continue to talk about carbon neutrality. How do these tax levies play into that bigger picture?
Well, you know, we'll have a carbon neutrality resolution in order to get a plan in place by 2030 at our board meeting tonight. And I think, obviously, with the conservation district, when you talk about the role that, you know, trees and vegetation broadly play in CO2 mitigation and so forth, you know, that's a relatively straightforward connection. But the other thing the conservation district, I think, will do is help sort of the average homeowner and resident understand the role they play in mitigating things like, you know, fertilizer runoff and so forth that can get into our water systems. And ultimately understand the importance of what, you know, frankly, each and every tree can do in terms of, you know, its small, tiny part in mitigating the impacts of climate change and in you know, helping us adapt to that future. With the roads and non-motorized path millage, you know, obviously roads help facilitate CO2 emissions through automobiles. But the non-motorized paths, I think, will provide more and more options for folks who are seeking not to use automobiles, but rather bike, walk, jog, you know, whatever the kids call these scooters or birds or so forth. I'm old and out of touch, Dave.
Hey, I'm even older and more out of touch, so I got you.
You get it, yes. But it'll offer alternate transportation methods. And I think, you know, COVID has shown with dense downtowns some of the appeal and usefulness of having walkable downtowns. And I think this will sort of extend it, certainly in Ann Arbor citywide and throughout the county, because I think the more options that folks have to get around without being auto-reliant, the more they will do it.
Well, I know everyone that put these two ballot measures forward is pleased at a 3-to-1 margin, and we'll look forward to the collection and the implementation of the programs. And thank you for the time today.
Oh, David, thank you for the interest and for all you do for the community. Thank you.
That is Washtenaw County Commissioner Andy LaBarre discussing the two countywide ballot issues passed by voters on Tuesday. For more election results and to access the Issues of the Environment Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it each Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.